The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
You know those people in the city, the Corpo, Dublin City Council. They're making more big changes in relation to our traffic. One of Dublin's busiest streets from today, the 4th of July, and happy Independence Day to all Americans today, parts of Parliament Street are going to be car-free. It's the stretch, for those who know it, between Essex Quay and Essex Gate will now only be open to pedestrians and to cyclists as part of the latest phase of Dublin City Council transport plan to close the city down, I jest. OK, tell us all about this, Geraldine Herbert is here, motoring editor with the Sunday Independent and all-knowing when it comes to these matters. What do we need to know, Ger?
Good morning, Ivan. As you said, this is the third major change. Now, if you remember, there was bus gates put on the quays last August, and then there was traffic restrictions on Westland Row in May, and this is the third one. So from today, Parliament Street, as you said, in Dublin City Centre is seeing major changes. And that stretch from Parliament Street, from the quays to Essex Gate, that's now completely car-free. No cars, no vans, just pedestrians and cyclists. And the road has actually been raised to the same level as the footpath. Now, if you move further up the next section between Essex Gate and Lord Edward Street, that's also traffic-free, but with the exception that delivery vans can access that between 6 in the morning and 11 o'clock. And then, so then the east route from East Essex Street remains open to all vehicles, so local traffic can still get through there. And I suppose this, you know, the idea is that it'll form a kind of green corridor for walking and cycling, connecting City Hall and Capel Street and the east and west sides of Temple Bar. So that's the plan, Ivan.
So just so that I have it right, so if I go past the gates at Trinity and I'm heading up Dame Street, the old Central Bank building, and I go past that, and before I get to Lord Edward Street, at the top of Dame Street, Parliament Street would be on the right there. Have I got that right, or have I lost my directions already?
Yeah, no, that sounds right. I'm trying to visualise this as well while I'm trying. And then for people who are listening to this, they're probably getting totally confused. But yeah, basically, so it's that stretch from the quays to Essex Street, right at the entrance of Temple Bar, that's completely traffic free. But I mean, like, the one thing about it, at least now, Ivan, is the road, as I said, has been raised to the same level as the footpath. So it'll look distinctly different from the way it did. And it won't look like a road that is supporting traffic as such. So it'll look like something pedestrianised. So will know the difference.
My biggest problem, I was coming in this morning and coming up from Townsend Street, and I was crossing there just around where the Garda station is there. Is it Store Street or wherever it is? And this scooter, at a pedestrian thing that was red for them, just sailed by and nearly knocked me down. If I didn't get out of the way, he certainly... So what's it like? Will pedestrians, like the cyclists and the scooters, will still be there, will they?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's pedestrians, cyclists. Remember, e-scooters are being treated as bikes, so they can go anywhere that bikes can. So, yes, I mean, you know, it would be open for basically for pedestrians and cyclists. That's what it's for. And as I said, certain parts of it for deliveries, vehicles from 6 to 11. But essentially, it's you know, it's car free.
Yeah. Now, the deliveries, just to explain that to me, because if you have... I think there's a few pubs around that area, certainly a few restaurants. They can only deliver in the middle of the night, is it?
No, they can only access it from 6 a.m. to 11 a.m. each morning. And that is the section between East Essex Gate and Lord Edward Street. So that is where deliveries will have to work around, you know, at those times.
And so, and buses will be banned from using this.
Yeah, because it's pedestrianised.
Right.
But remember, when Capel Street changed, that kind of changed some of the routes of those buses out as well. But look, I mean, Ivan, the same arguments were used and the same worries and concerns were raised for Capel Street. And is it 3 years on at this stage? You know, that has worked out. I mean, there's always going to be concerns. And I think one of the biggest issues with any of these things, and we saw it with when the bus gates went in on the quays, is the congestion in the nearby streets. That is a problem. And a lot of it depends as well as how Google Maps send people around the city in response to this. So I think there will be issues about traffic congestion definitely on nearby streets, and that will have to be, you know, worked out. And I suppose, you know, that will be in it. That will be the biggest problem. But it's a good time to be introducing it. Remember, Ivan, the primary schools closed last Friday. All of them are closed at this stage. So all of the schools are closed. So if you're ever going to introduce anything in the city, now is the time to do it and give us 2 months to work out what our, you know, new routes are going to look like.
Peak tourist season for taxis and all of that. Now, always with the corpo, this is the thin end of the wedge. What else can we expect?
Well, at the moment, they've just unveiled a design plan for College Green. Now, again, when these things happen, people always say, I never heard about this and I never knew about this and I would have been, you know, I would have had objections to this or whatever. But there is actually a design consultation going on at the moment. It's going on till the 13th of July. So if you are interested in seeing this, there is a website, engage.dublincity.ie. Have a look at that. Have a look at the plans. They're asking people to get in touch, you know, stakeholders, disability groups, whatever, anybody who has something to say on it. So do, because unless you have a say on these things, you can't be complaining afterwards, Ivan.
So what we're looking at is all around, we'll just say Trinity, Westland Row area, Pierce Street, College Green. If they get their way, that'll all be, like at the moment, it's nearly all just taxis and buses, isn't that right?
Yeah, so I mean, I suppose the plans are really have car-free College Green to reduce public parking, to expand cycling infrastructure. There's also the speed limits at 30 kilometres an hour citywide are supposed to be coming in at some stage this year. That was supposed to be in June. It hasn't happened yet. So yeah, these are the changes. And it's all about, I suppose, 60% of the traffic coming through the city is literally just crossing the city. It's not stopping. It's not doing shopping. It's not doing anything like that. So it's really to eliminate that more than anything and to give priority generally to buses and public transport. And that's really what it's all about, Ivan.
Okay. And basically, do you think motorists and the general public support this?
Yeah, well, I mean, any of the consultations, and again, as I said, if you don't take part in these things, you can't complain, have shown that 90% of people support that. And that's including motorists as well. And I think people do see that something has to be done about Dublin. We need to revive it. We need to make it a living city. And I think this is a step in the right direction. And also just prioritising generally public transport and allowing people get around the city, you know, quickly and efficiently is important for everyone.
All right. Well, you need to know today is the day that the official change takes place in Parliament Street. So it is important public information. As always, Ger Herbert, thank you indeed for that update. Now, some.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.